Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Green County ISU Extension Office is our director, Lori Mantle, back with us to share with all kinds of great programming they got coming up this month.
I can't believe it's May. It's so great to be here. Energize the economy. This is a road show that has not been done before. Green County is only one of three counties across the state of Iowa. Please mark your calendars for Thursday, May 19th. This is going to be a festive, casual, late afternoon evening. It's from 5 to 7. It's come and go. It's here at the Green County Extension Office. Iowa State University and Small Business Development Corporation and Green County Extension are partnering to do this event. We're going to have the Small Business Development traveling trailer there, and it's going to have all kinds of free tchotchkes for you, but also information about starting a business, enhancing the business. Again, the title is called Energize the Economy. We want to help people with their small business development. We're also going to have the cattlemen here. They're going to be grilling some yummy hamburgers, and Green County Extension will be providing the sides for that. Outside, weather permitting, we'll have kids' activities, and if it's not weather permitting, we'll just bring them inside on the other side of the building. And so we're going to have some fun games and activities. There's going to be some information there from Small Business Development. We'll have a blow-up sigh outside, so hopefully you won't be able to miss that if you're out and about doing errands. We'll have some Iowa State business specialists available, some networking. It's, again, casual, come and go. Thursday, May 19th from 5 to 7 here at the Extension Office, and we're going to energize the economy and just do a fun evening for the family and provide a nice meal for you.
Lori, can you tell us why have something like this brought to Green County? I mean, it's really great that Green County is one of only three counties to be able to be included in something as special as this, but why focus on something like this for the small business side of things to be brought here into Green County?
Well, there's a couple reasons. It happens to be Small Business Month. It's Small Business Week, but we're going to be focusing that all month. Also, I've been working on a project with the campus for about 2 years now, and we're reviving the economy. We've been doing different things. You've heard me talk about our career readiness, our story walk to help bring people downtown, the grant writing workshops, a lot of things that we've been doing over the past year and a half. And this is just kind of the party to celebrate it all. I happen to be on a committee. So here we go. We're on the committee. I work on the committee with Lisa Shimkat, who's the development director at Small Business Development. And Ray Hansen, our own here from Green County, is a co-chair of this committee as well. And I serve on that. So we're thrilled to have it here. It's going to be a fun, informal evening, and fill your tummies and fill your brains with information and have a lot of fun.
All right, now we move off into another re-show that's coming up, kind of a last-minute type of thing, as all the commercial trainings have taken place so far, and Green County ISU Extension is having a kind of a last-chance opportunity for some of our producers.
Yeah, Cindy books these as needed, and so this is one that's scheduled. It's commercial seed treatment. It will be Tuesday, May 17th. It's from 9 to 11:30 a.m. here at the Green County Extension Office, and the re-show fee will be $45.
And now for Green County 4-H'ers, boy, May 15th is a very popular date because it's one of the biggest deadlines that 4-H'ers need to be aware of in order to participate in this year's Green County Fair.
I can't believe it's May, and here we're talking May 15th already, but you're right. May 15th is all over the newsletter if you're a 4-H family. On page 2, May 15th deadline, all the 4-H'ers that are showing beef, swine, sheep, meat goat, dairy goat, poultry, horse, and dogs, they need to be identify all of their animals on 4-H Online by May 15th. And that is a solid date set by the state. May 15th happens to be a Sunday, so you're going to have to do it before May 13th. So I know everybody has the 15th in their brain, but Samantha will be sending you lots of reminders. So May 15th is a deadline, but just do it 2 days earlier if you want help, because Samantha will be here on Friday the 13th. Switching to sheep and goat, the weigh-in for them is coming up this Saturday, May 7th, 7:30 to 11 at the Green County Fairgrounds Sheep Barn. The community lamb barn members should arrive around 10:30, and those will be when the community lamb barn kids will show. Iowa State Fair exhibitors must be sure to allot for time to do retinal imaging. Clover kids, so the little kids, first, second, and third graders, they do not need to participate in the weigh-in. On swine updates, there will not be a swine weigh-in this year. Instead, you can pick up your tags at the office during our office hours, 9 to 4:30 Monday through Thursday and 9 to noon on Fridays. This needs to be done by Friday, May 13th. So you just have a couple weeks to get that done. Rabbit and poultry, there's a showmanship clinic coming up on Saturday, May 7th. Bring your rabbits, but no live birds. We're all being very cautious and watching how the avian flu is happening. At this time, we're certainly planning on having a live show exhibit, but we're going to have to see what the state results are. The rabbit tattooing and testing will be 7:30 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, May 7th. Switching over to dogs. Dogs have already been meeting since April with outdoor meetings. Looks like they're Mondays, so the next one will be May 9th, 16th, and the 23rd. These are from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Greene County Fairgrounds. Any child that is in with showing animals must attend at least 5 meetings and be able to show at the fair, but this does not include Clover Kids. I'm really excited about our day camps Cull Train that are coming up in June, but we're not quite ready to announce them. So they're going to be starting off on June 1. We need another meeting here with the Greene County Community Schools, but once we announce them, we know they'll be filling up. So stay tuned or watch our Facebook or our website. Samantha Hardaway is our new county youth coordinator. She has been on the show before, but she's starting some new clinics. Thursday, May 26th is a 4-H photography workshop. This is free of charge to any 4-H'er. We ask that you bring your camera or your phone. We know those phones have some great quality in taking photos. This will be Thursday, May 26th from 5 to 7 o'clock here at the Greene County Extension Office. Just give us a call to get signed up.
All right. And then coming up is a couple of online courses to get you thinking, maybe hopefully warmer weather to start with always popular program that kind of takes place during the summer and even after summer.
We do have some online opportunities, Preserve the Taste of Summer. These are 1-hour free workshops online. The next one is next Monday, May 9th at 6:30. It's going to be Preserve the Taste of Summer. So you're going to learn how to can and freeze, do this safely at home. So if you want the information for that web link, just give us a call and we'll send it to you. Another program that is online is the Science of Parenting. This is going to be held Tuesday, May 10th. We do ask that you register by May 6th. This one is Understanding Temperament. Every child is unique and has their own individual temperament. This workshop will help you introduce how to target that individual temperament traits and offer opportunities to explore your child's impact of their feelings and behaviors. This is free of charge, but in order to get the information to get signed up, give us a call and we'd be happy to send that to you.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with our Greene County ISU Extension Director is Lori Mandel joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.